that went kind of fit
up? Yeah, kind of thin. She was called a ship lap.
Ship lap?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
It's made out of pine. Some of it, I think, on that.
It was a sign?
Yeah, sign. It's kind of a sign, you see. And of course, it had the, sometimes it had the 12-inch planks, you know, for flooring.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they have 12-inch planks. Now, this house here, this wall to this house here is 4 walls thick.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that home wasn't 4 walls thick, you know.
Then the cover of the house, you call it?
The shingles. You covered with shingles, with boards, the daughter that says, I mean, you cut cypress timber.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's short in a box like that, and they had a place that they split it open, and then they had a place that jarred one end, that would make it smaller than the other. And that's what the cover of the house is. There's a whole lot of cypress. So it's top up on top of it.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you have the shingles that are covered with shingles.
Yeah, you call it
the roof.
Well, did you have a place on the roof, maybe where Now, did you have outdoor toilets?
Yeah.
What did you call them, folks?
We call them toilets, that's all.
Well, did folks have any joking names for them?
No, I don't know.
Pretty,
well, I reckon so. I don't know what to call them.
Call it maybe a pretty?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, talking about the barn, what would you use that for? What did you have there?
We put the corn in, and the hay, and the peas, and peanuts.
Okay. Now, the barn, the place where you kept the corn was called a
crib. Where you put the crib in the barn was, you know, the horses where you had chairs over for the horses to stand on, what you call a barn. If they had a floor up above it, we call that the hay house, you know, you put hay up there. Uh-huh. Peanuts, you see, they raised peanuts for hay, you know, too.
Yeah, they take the what?
It take tea peanuts and pull them up, you know, you pick off the peanuts and use them as if you didn't want to just sell them for the stock, you know, peanuts and all.
Really?
Yeah, and then when you sell your cotton seed, you come home, they had a house they called the cotton seed house, you know, you put the seed out there to feed the cows and things on.
Yeah. Now, you said you raised cotton?
And when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all we ever raised was cotton and corn.
Well, tell me about the work you had to do when you raised cotton.
Well, you just have to break up your ground and plant it, and then when it comes up, you got to bar it off, and you got to chop it out to a certain stand, and then to keep it plowed, you know, so it gets big enough to, you know, for the shade to set, and then when it goes to bloom, then you don't have to do anything, and then when it gets ripe, you have to pick it,
mm-hmm.
Put it in the wagon, haul it to the gin and ginny.
But when you're thinning it out, you call that what?
Chopping cotton.
Chopping cotton.
Cotton chopping. Corn, they call it thinning corn.
You had thin corn out there?
Yeah, thin corn right too.
Now you might grow cotton in a what you call that?
Cotton field.
Cotton field.
Yeah.
Corn, you grow it.
You say the corn field or the cotton field, you know, what if you ever want, maybe one be planted cotton in the corn be next to it, you know, say, well, we're going to the cotton field or the cotton patch.
Uh-huh.
The corn field.
What would you grow in a patch, maybe something?
Well, the patch was mostly where you just grow little peas or sorghum or something like that to kind of mix it up, you know.
Yes,
but the other field, you call them just a cotton field and a corn field.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, now you talked about the upper part of the barn where you stored hay, you call that
the hay barn.
Hay barn,
yeah.
Okay.
A loft, you call it a loft. You'd pull that up over where your mules sit down under here, and you had this floor up here above it. And you'd go up in there and throw your hay down, you know.
Okay, once you cut the hay, tell me about what you do with it.
Well, you cut it, and you let it drip dry, and you have a thing to bale it.
I see, but they didn't used to have to rake it up in, what do you call it?